Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Labor Department today says that non-farm labor productivity, or output per hour worked, fell at a 1.7% seasonally adjusted annual rate from January through March. Unit labor costs, a key gauge of inflationary pressures, increased at a 4.2% annual rate in the first quarter. European Union officials have stepped up their import rules for the treatment of imported pig's blood used in animal feed amid rising concerns across the continent over the spread of PED virus, which has killed some 7 million piglets in the U.S. The European Commission said in a news release it has introduced a requirement that any blood products being imported into the 28-member bloc for use in animal feed must be pre-tested at 80 degrees and then stored for 6 weeks at room temperature so that any virus is inactivated. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 16,451. It's up 50 points. The NASDAQ trading at 4,070 is down 10. And the S&P 500 is 1,872. And it is up almost 4.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The forecast across the Midwest continues to promote an opportunity for one more day of good field working conditions, and we'll likely see planting advance rather swiftly across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, while increasing shower and thunderstorm activity in the upper parts of the region will likely reduce the amount of potential field work that will occur. But much of that takes place this afternoon and evening and not during the course of the day, so there will be at least some field progress there as well. Thunderstorms will pop up rather significantly tonight and tomorrow in particular from the southeastern corner of the West Texas High Plains region through the Low Plains region and into parts of central Oklahoma and eastern Kansas. These thunderstorms will form late tonight and will continue to march off to the east during the day tomorrow, and there will probably become a strong line of thunderstorms working its way through some of those areas in Illinois, parts of the Delta, and ultimately across the eastern Midwest as time moves forward. Tomorrow into Friday will be the wetter days. The southwestern U.S. plains will certainly benefit from whatever rain does occur, but for the most part, that region is just not likely to see a lot of meaningful precipitation. Temperatures will be hot again today from portions of central and western Texas into a portion of Kansas. Just like yesterday, temperatures will likely run in the 90s to over 100 degrees in that band. But this will be the last day for the heat. We'll look for temperatures to cool down a little bit as that cool front works its way from west east across the plains and into the Midwest, Delta, and southeastern states. The temperatures will cool back down to a more seasonable range, but should not drop below normal. In the meantime, the central and eastern parts of the Midwest will heat up as we go forward through this next two-day period. Temperatures getting into the 80s as far north as southernmost Minnesota and southernmost Wisconsin will be possible, as well as southernmost Michigan. And that will likely bring in some warmer temperatures for the region that will raise soil temperatures for better planting emergence and establishment of summer crops. We'll also expect to see this two-day warm-up to also occur just ahead of some more rainfall and cooler weather that is expected to evolve. The cool-off will initially just bring temperatures back to a more seasonable range as we move into the end of the week and into the weekend. But colder air up in Canada is expected to push through a larger portion of the U.S. Midwest and the northern plains as we move forward into the weekend, and especially early to midweek next week. And during that period of time, we'll see our coolest air settling into the heart of the Midwest, and we'll likely see frost and freeze freeze potentials rising as we move from Tuesday into Wednesday and maybe even on Thursday of next week. The models are a little bit divergent today. It looks like the portions of the U.S. Midwest on the European model only see a much more abbreviated amount of cool-off that takes place, and if that ends up being correct, then we won't be as dry and as cool as suggested by the GFS model for the majority of next week, and that the cool-off will be more short-term, and it will be followed by still some more scattered showers and thunderstorms as we move on out in time. But overall, the forecast is still looking very good for those areas that have managed to plant their spring crops, those areas that are still working in the fields, and especially in the upper Midwest. It's not going to be a very friendly environment for getting more field work done. We'll expect the low temperatures at night to stay out of the frost and freeze level until we get to the early part of next week, at which time we will see some colder conditions and a risk of frost possible in the upper parts of the Midwest. In the heart of hard red winter wheat country, we'll look for some increase in shower and thunderstorm activity between the event that's going to occur tonight and tomorrow and that which occurs Sunday into Monday. The precipitation is still going to be light and erratic, though many areas will still need a significant amount of moisture. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lerner Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lerner Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lerner Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 833 down 10, July 838 and a quarter, now a half down 7 and a quarter. Soft May wheat 726 and a quarter down 5 and a half. July 730 and a quarter down 8 and 3 quarters. May corn 509 down 4. July 512 and 3 quarters down 4 and 3 quarters. December 504 down 5 and a half. May soybeans 1449 down 15, July 1448 down 11 and a half, November 1219 and a quarter down 6. May soybean meal 481 down 560, May soybean oil 4105 up 14 cents. June live cattle 138.60 up 30, May feeder cattle 184 12 and a half up 65, May lean hogs 115.50, they are down 55. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Well, I think the name of the main trader up there in Chicago is named Duncan. Because what we got is a market that continues to yo-yo within suspected overhead resistance and support ranges, and Duncan is making a whole bunch of money pushing it from one end to the other.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. We've got ourselves range-bound. I'd say corn first and foremost. We may be breaking out a little bit to the upside, and beans may be breaking out a little bit to the downside, but you're exactly right. The markets are not in unison, and they're basically trading headline news for each commodity.
And let us look at some of these commodities. Hard red winter wheat, July 838.
Yeah.
And it's on its way further north?
I would say so. Based on the agronomics of things, I'd say the guys in the southern plains are getting the hotter temperature forecast that we were forecasted over the weekend. And I think realistically, from an agronomic perspective, that's going to really slash production potential for a lot of those areas, if not cut it off altogether.
So will the temptation then to be buy wheat and sell corn again?
I think realistically it could. That's probably been worked a time or two, but it probably will come back into the mix over time. I think realistically the wheat potential is still realizing it is still probably a month away, because what from the agronomic side, it's the last 30 days of wheat production really tell the tale of what your prospects are, and we won't know that for a while. So arguably, yeah, you could buy the wheat and sell corn on a spread, but I'd say realistically, the intercommodity wheat spread between like buying Kansas City and selling Chicago is probably going to be a more prominent trade.
WASDE the report on Friday. Could we see something bearish in soybeans?
We could. Since we started importing beans in April, could we see a higher import number when we've got 10 to 12 cargoes sitting down in the Gulf right now available for importation? We could see a bigger import number. In the world numbers, I don't see any major changes. So the biggest thing I would say was maybe an additional imports. But taking that with a grain of salt, it's one thing to put it on paper, and it's another thing to execute it. So far, we've done a pretty good job, but we're not done yet.
I wondered if the July no spread is suggesting that sort of a foreshadowing of what we could see.
The way that that spread is broken down, I think that's a very good precursor to it. What the news story is that confirms it, the USDA report is as good as any.
Turn your attention to corn. What there for Friday?
I think realistically, the carryout number for new crop corn is going to be the key one, because what are our export prospects going forward? Are we going to maintain our export pace? Are we going to build on it going forward? I think in our estimation is that we will continue to import or increase our exports, but we'll see if the USDA comes in line. If they do, then it'll be a supportive number. If they don't, status quo, more seed in the ground will probably break down.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn, 509, down 4. December, 505, and now 506, and down 3.5. May soybeans, 1448, down 16. The November soybeans are 1219 and 3/4. They're down 5.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.